Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it, for this is my body." The Old Testament prophets frequently communicated through actions, proclaiming their messages both clearly and unforgettably. They're often called acted parables. In the Gospels, we see Jesus doing exactly the same thing. On Palm Sunday, his entry into Jerusalem on a donkey powerfully declared that he was both a king and a man of peace. Then on the night before his crucifixion, Jesus shared the Passover meal with his disciples and declared, while breaking bread, that it represents his broken body. The Passover meal is an annual opportunity for Jews to revisit the people of Israel's miraculous liberation from Egypt. That historic event proved that God is a God of salvation. He's able to do things which are humanly impossible. During the Last Supper, Jesus stood before his disciples as the Savior of the world. The disciples had no idea what was going to happen over the next few hours, but for the rest of their lives, they were able to look back to that precious final meal. We need to continually celebrate the miracle of salvation. It's only through the death of Jesus on the cross that we can be set free from our sin and guilt. Jesus continues to invite us to meet him and to praise him for his extravagant generosity. As we receive bread, we hear the words of love from 2,000 years ago, "Take this and eat it, for this is my body." So let me ask you a question. Imagine that you were one of the disciples. What do you think your memory would have been of the Last Supper? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for your salvation. Help us always to treasure this supreme gift. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.